Blog Talk Radio.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. In my humble prayer, and where on earth is thou? I for call thee, singing now do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why won't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth thou art calling, singing now do not pass me by. Now let me at that road of mercy find the sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art calling, singing now do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art calling, sing now do not pass me by. Now thou, the spring of all my comfort, you bring more in life to me. Have I on earth beside thee, O Lord, whom in heaven but thee, and I'm calling you, Savior. O blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art calling, singing now do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art calling, singing now do not pass me by. Amen. Some glad morning, when the fight is over, I will fly away. I'm going to a home on God celestial soul, on a planet, don't you know that? On a planet, where we are, on a planet, in the morning and the night. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I will fly the wind, the shadow of the bright record. I will fly away like a bird from prison by the floor. I will fly away, don't you know that? I will fly away, wherever we are. I will fly away in the morning and the wind at night. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away, the just the funeral, weary days and daylight. I will fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away, don't you know that? I will fly away where the Lord be. I will fly in the morning and the wind I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know I will fly away. Oh, Gloria. I will fly away in the morning and the wind I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Amen.
1 second here. I want to say good evening to you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Gospel of the Church of Christ. And it's Sunday evening. This is our worship time. Time when we go to God and we brag on Big Brother Jesus and we worship him, give him adoration and prayer and songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And we commune with him and we open up God's word and we listen to God's word and we grab the nutrients from God's word. And so we're so glad to be with you even on today, and just want to give a shout out to my wife who's doing a marvelous job of mending me back together and keeping us afloat. And so I want you guys to continue to pray for her as she continues to do God's will. And today, which is different from the last few weeks, she's made it possible for us to be back on the air. And we're now broadcasting in Norway and in Canada, along with the continental United States. And here in Chicago as well, on Blog Talk Radio. So our mantra, that our radio show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. So those of you in radio land that would like to have those numbers, you can call in right now and listen to it on the radio. That call-in number, your guest call-in number would be 619-924-0767. You can dial in 619-924-0767, and you will be passed into the broadcast as of right now, as we are broadcasting not only in the continent of the United States, but as well as in Norway and Canada. So I just want to take our hat off and thank her for making sure that we are back on the air in regards to that. You can also send us an email at GolgothaChurchOfChrist@gmail.com, or you can reach us on our website at www.GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com and all kinds of things. You can meet us on Twitter as well. Our Twitter handle is GolgothaCOC1. So it's at GolgothaCOC1. Praise God for that. So, we're going to sing a couple more songs, and some of you are coming along. We'd like you to share the video. Good to see you, Big Joe, that you're on with us, and we'll get with you at the end of the service. We'll be able to pass you in and listen to you. See my wife on there on Blog Talk, and we're so thankful for that. And Zane Gideon attacks in. Thank you, Maria. Amen, somebody. So you guys want to call in, and we'll be able to talk and be able to converse as well as you're seeing the broadcast on Facebook Live. So we're just so thankful of that. Let me give that number one more time. That would be 619-924-0767. Amen, somebody. That's her right name. Yes, her name is Maria. Amen. Amen. That's my wife. That's my queen. Let's sing a couple more songs. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, your grace and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. And in God's bosom, I lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place and see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see. Oh, your goodness, your grace and power, stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered and keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Amen. Parched mouth, want to have something to wet the whistle with a little bit. All right, one more song, and then we will get to our prayers. If you have any prayer requests, we ask you to type it in, or if you're on, we'll be able to take those prayer requests as well and deal with them. We'll deal with them, those are typed in, deal with it in the invocation, and those that are coming later, we will deal with them during the invitation. Amen. Good to see Mark Dearden, good friend of mine, back way back when, back in school and stuff. Good to have him on, Becky Hastings, et cetera, and all the rest of you. Mama, see you all. If you guys can share the video, we appreciate it. So others will have the chance to be blessed as well. So one more tune. The Lord's our rock. In him we hide, he is the shelter in the time of storm. A secure wherever he'll betide, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, he's a rock in a weary land. a weary land, a weary land. My Jesus, he's a rocker in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. And a shade by day, defense by night. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know fears alarm, no fear of flags, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, he's a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. My Jesus, he's a rocker in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be a shelter in the time of storm. And we'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, he's a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. A Jesus, he's a rocker in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. I know my Jesus is a Jesus, he's a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. A Jesus, he's a rocker in a weary land. He is a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer as we open up this worship service, and just so thankful for him being who he is and what he has done in our lives, and as he continues to bless us as our golden moments continue to roll on. Pray with me, will you? Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, God, it's you, we get honor and praise today. We thank you the best we know how. We thank you for love. We thank you for who you are. And we thank you for everything that you do in our lives. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless us, continue to be long-suffering with us, continue to shine your love around us. You're a great protector. You are a great forgiver. Father, we're so thankful that you have chosen us to continue to live out a life that is so pleasing and acceptable in thy eyesight, Father. We pray that we make you smile. We pray that the aroma that we have fills you is even the emotional ability to be able to perform. Father, that it smells good and feels good even to you. Father, we thank you for Jesus, for what he did for us on yonder's cross, that substitutionary death he did for all of us, taking the sin of the world on his shoulders for mankind. And as he did that on Golgotha Hill, we're so thankful that we understand that it's in death, the death that we many times find out that we have the ability to do things. Sometimes we've been taken care of so well, and we've been pampered so well by many people, and then when you remove them from our lives, even when we're not ready, we have to realize the strength that you have given us to continue to roll on. So, Father, we want to pray for all those that are dealing with death and sickness today, asking you to continue to send them some TLC at this time, continue to comfort them through this difficult time. We're thankful, Father, that you saw fit that the government would be opened up, and you made it possible, you made it happen, so that those 800 workers that was not being paid, many of them furloughed, will be able to receive their checks and be able to take care of their things. Federal workers having to go to soup lines was kind of a ridiculous scenario, even though some of us already recognize that we're only one paycheck away from being homeless. So, Father, we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us in our daily walk. Help us not to be prideful and to look down on anybody, to recognize you have no second-class citizens in your kingdom. And that kingdom living is what it's all about. We're praying for those that have came for worship today, that they will be able to experience something through your word that they've never experienced before, that it may just be a golden nugget, that the focus won't be on me, but it will be on you and on your word, and that they will be able to take something from your word that will help them to go and study, meditate, and continue to chew on the word of God. This is our prayer today in Jesus' holy and divine name. Let us all say amen, amen, and amen again. As you know, it's our custom, and it is our advising from the scripture that we take communion on the first day of the week. Acts 20:7 says that it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. And we find that Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse number 23. It says, I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup, after he had supped, saying that this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, notice, as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Then let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep. Let us give thanks for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, cup, which is your shedded blood, and we pray that we take it with clean hands and pure heart. As we look to Jesus as author and the finisher of our faith, all these blessings we ask in Jesus' holy and divine name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take up the bread and up the wine. At last, and did my Savior bleed, and is my soul then die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light and the feelings of my heart went away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy all the day. A pair of drops of blood can repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away. Is all that I can do. For it was at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart went away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy of the day. We're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to go to the Word of God. Just so God, so glad that God is restoring my voice back little by little. Not 100%, but even God accepts noise. So I'm just so thankful just to be able to sing praises unto him. And I hope that you're enjoying it, singing along with me, stanzas that you know and stanzas that you can sing. Sing hallelujah. This is going to be a challenge. I ain't sang this in years. So, when we reach that city of the New Jerusalem, we'll sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, by and by. And all the ransom singers will together lift that hymn. We'll sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, by and by. We'll have joy when we get home. We'll rest beneath that cloudless old in that land where saints never die. We'll sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, back and back. Now victory and love will be our everlasting thing. We'll sing hallelujah, back and back. We're praising our Redeemer there beside the crystal stream. We'll sing hallelujah, back and back. Oh, with joy when we get home, rest beneath that cloudless throne in that land where saints never die. We'll sing hallelujah, by and by. Now in that mighty chorus, verses will so sweetly blend. We'll sing hallelujah, by. And breath, gone will be our sadness, pleasures there will never end. We'll sing hallelujah, by and by. And oh, what joy when we get home. We'll rest beneath the cloudless throne and in that land. Will saints never die? We'll sing hallelujah, back and by. Sing, oh, what joy when we get home. We'll rest beneath the cloudless throne and in that land where saints never die. We'll sing hallelujah, back and by. Singing hallelujah, highest word, praise that one could ever give God. Dear, I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. Again, it's Pastor Mike Fisher with the Golgotha Church of Christ. We're so thankful to just be alive today. Thankful to be here with you today. I see you, Jonathan McGriff. Praise God for you. Vince Aguada, praise God for you. And others that are coming on, if you can just share the video, we'd appreciate it. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. Any comments, you can type in. And also, those are on Blog Talk Radio Land. On our Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ, giving praise and honor to God and thankful for my wife to make sure that we got that back up and running. And I see her and Big Joe on. And those of you that want to call in at this time, or at the completion, we'll be able to talk. You can call on 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767. We have been taking an excerpt from the first chapter of the book of Acts, the book of history in the New Testament. And we started with verse 1, and we have progressed through verse 5. And so I'm going to start, and I'm going to read back from verse 1 all the way through verse number 8. And we will our verses today, our scripture verses today will be 6, 7, and 8. Kelly Walker, good to see you, and also Leanne Johnson and others as well. The Bible says, I wrote the first narrative, Theophilus, or Theophilus, that all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day he was taken up, after he had given orders or instructions through the Holy Spirit to to the apostles whom he had chosen. After he had suffered, he also presented himself alive to them, the apostles, by many infallible or convincing proofs, appearing to them during 30 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. The focus now is on the kingdom of God. While he was together with them, verse 4, he commanded them, or he instructed them, he gave them orders as good soldiers not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise. This, he said, is what you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Difference in John's baptism and these apostles' baptism. John baptized in water. We must be baptized in water. But the apostles were given baptism by fire. Holy Spirit baptism that we'll see will come into existence on the day of Pentecost, beginning in the second chapter. He said, this is what you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So it's going to be close, at hand, henceforth. So when they had come together, they asked him, this is where we're at today, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? Very important question that they had. Question that we ponder from time to time as well. He said to them, it is not for you to know times or periods, days or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. Notice when power is given. When the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost or the ends of the earth. Verse 6. So when they had come together, they asked him, question, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom of Israel at this time? What are you really doing, God? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or periods or seasons or days that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost ends of the earth. We're still dealing under the umbrella theme, who are Jehovah's Witnesses? Who are Jehovah's Witnesses? And I maintain, and I establish, and I stand on truth, whether it clears the room or not, that only Jehovah can identify who his true witnesses are. Satan has messed up religion, where there are people today who believe, who are truly passionate, who are engulfed in religion and different from none of those your settings, from God himself, never established denomination. And let me also say this. You don't want to be in a non-denominational denomination. Jesus in John chapter 17. Turn over there for me with you, please. John chapter 17. He prayed for us all to be together. Bible says, Jesus spoke these things, looked up to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son so that your son may glorify you. For you gave him authority over all flesh, so he may give eternal life to all that you have given him. This is eternal life, that they may what? Know you. The word know is an intimate word, meaning that you must have the connection with God, you must be pierced by God, and you must be in relationship with God, that they may know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. I have glorified you on the earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with that glory I had with you before the world existed. So Jesus first prays for himself. Then he prays for his disciples and those followers, those learners. I have revealed your name to the men you gave me from the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, Jesus said, and they have kept your word. Now they know that all things you have given to me are from you. Because the word that you gave me, I have given them. They have received them and have known for certain that I came from you. They have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. Notice the difference now. I pray for them, not for the world, but for those you have given me. Because they are yours. Everything I have is yours, and everything you have is mine. I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by your name that you have given me, so that they may be one. Notice that. Protect those that you've given me, that they may be one as we are one. Notice the example of oneness. As Jesus and the Father are one, the disciples of God must be one. We cannot be departmentalized. We must be together as one. While I was with them, I was protecting them by your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them is lost. Excuse me, except the one of destruction or partition. So that the scripture may be fulfilled, now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy completed in them. You have God's joy in you. I have given them your word. The world hated them because they are not of the world. And I am not of the world. I am not praying that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil. They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. And then he says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Excuse me. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. This is mission. I sanctify myself from them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. So he not only prayed for himself, prays for the disciples that God has given him, and now he prays for all believers. So you can be a believer and not be a disciple of God. I pray not for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their message. May they all be one. There's that oneness again. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, may they also be one in us, so the world may believe you sent me. So there cannot be no differentiation or departmentalization. We must be one. And we'll talk about how we become one, Christ Jesus. Different from the apostles. Our instruction will be given by the apostles and the apostles' doctrine that was given to them by Jesus, that is reminded to them by the Holy Spirit of God. I have given them the glory you have given me. May they be one as you are, as we are one. May they be one as we are one. I am in them and you are in me. May they be made completely one, so the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire those you have given me to be with me where I am. Then they will see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world has not known you. However, I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. I made your name known to them and will make it known, so the love you have me, the love you have loved me with may be in them and I may be in them. Oneness. So now you understand, because Israel was God's chosen people, Israel was God's chosen people in the Old Testament. And those Jews, as God took care of them, still had problems obeying God, even though he led them by day in a cloud, fed them manna and quail from above, and led them by fire by night. He was their guiding light. He was their GPS system. We today have problems following God, even though Jesus still is our guiding light. He is our GPS system. But the disciples asked the question, knowing that Israel was so important to God. They say, so when they come together, they ask him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom, because it's about kingdom, back to Israel at this time? The disciples had a question to ask. They asked about the time of the kingdom. Now see, the problem is many of us don't understand time. Some of us are out of time. And because you're out of timing, you now have a problem with understanding the kingdom of God. But Jesus rejected any speculation about the time or the timing altogether. And he replaced that very thought, a most reluctant, I mean, relevant subject of stay focused. You must stay focused on the Christian task at hand, even in the interim period before the coming of the kingdom was to take place. Now, I'm here to tell you that the kingdom had came. Well, that premillennial is waiting on the kingdom to come, because Paul tells us in Colossians 1:18, 1:22, somewhere around there, that he was translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. How can you be translated into something that has not come already? I'm also here to tell you that the kingdom that God is talking about is the church that he built and that he owned. Now, I'm going to say something that may not be popular, that may not be palatable, and it may not be pleasing. Three P's. It may not be popular, it may not be palatable, and it may not be pleasing to you. But all churches that you see today do not belong to Jesus Christ. Everyone who hangs up a banner and says, I'm a disciple of God, don't necessarily belong to God. Remember, as he prayed for intimacy and knowing, that in order for us to have that today, before I close out, I'm going to tell you how one becomes a child of God, an intimate relationship with God, how one has a meeting with God, and now is a child of God. And I will say emphatically, and it's not popular, there is a pleasing, there is a palatable, that everyone don't want to hear. But I read in John 8 that the truth will set you free. And let me say this, studying God's word will challenge your thought to make you have to study even more. What if you find out that you're outside of the graces of God? Today is an acceptable time to get in the graces of God. Look at the world. So much going on. You don't know the timing that is in the authority of God's hand as to whether you will leave here or not. My wife continues to play this movie back and forth. We watch it. She's probably seen it about 50 times. But it has some powerful moves, some powerful statements in it. And you may have seen it too. Can the church say amen? And if you know that the first lady of the church, there is Zion Hill, had a problem and she died. And there was no changing that. Matter of fact, the timing of it wasn't of that. She had no control over the time. Her husband, who was the pastor, had no control over the timing. The church that prayed for them and the children had no control over the timing. It was clear, even in the picture that's depicted by Hollywood the best it can, and it shot up to see white lilies, that it's in God's hand that things are changed and timing comes into play. So what I'm saying is we don't know if we will see tomorrow. You don't know if you'll wake up and feel cold air tomorrow, be able to complain about the weather tomorrow. All you know is that God has a great day time. He makes no mistakes, and everything he does is most relevant. So they ask the question, and you too may be posing this question as you take a look at this text. What are you doing about the kingdom? What time is it? Are you restoring it back to Israel? And Jesus rejects any speculation. And he tells them to stay focused on the Christian task. Thank you, Brother Ernest. I appreciate that. And stay focused during your interim period. And if I have to grab something today for us to chew on, for you to leave with today, if God has a task for you, if you are Christ-like, and during the interim period between now and salvation, not deliverance, when he called us home. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-20, the Bible's rapture. During that interim period, we must live faithful unto death. We too have a task that we must follow. Even after the kingdom has come and we're living in the realm of the last days and in the realm of the kingdom, where Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and all power has been given unto him. And we look at this text, and for 40 days he's interacting with them, and he's appearing to them at different points and convincing them and giving them infallible proof. But right here in the text, this will be the final appearance, the final phase, the final time Jesus appears to the apostles prior to his ascension. And he wants them to know something. The dates, seasons, times, days are matters within God's own purpose and within God's own authority. Let us stop trying to be like God and just follow what God has given us. Amen, somebody. That's the truth. Places. He places a question that the disciples have in proper perspective. And I'm going to leave you with this. Why does God want us to have the proper perspective? Well, those of you who are deep in study knows the name Oswald Chambers. And Oswald Chambers said this: the proper perspective of a servant of God must not simply be as near to the highest as he can get, but it must be the highest he can get. Don't just try to get near. Give God your all, so that you can elevate to the highest position of intimacy with God in your relationship with God. He goes on to say, be careful that you vigorously maintain God's perspective, God's position, God's purpose, God's vision, God's mission. Be careful that you vigorously maintain God's perspective, and remember, it must be done every single day of your life. Little by little, you must do this every day. You can't take no days off. Why? Because God ain't took no days off to allow you to breathe. You're sucking on the will of God, the Spirit of God. When we get the word pneumonia from, when you have a tough time breathing, God gives you breath, gives you vitality, makes you victorious. And all he can ask for is that every day you maintain his perspective. Yes, Zane, that's faithfulness. It's an action word. Little by little, we become more of what God would have for us to be. Why is that? Well, here we go. We are here for only one purpose. And that purpose, you are here for the purpose to be a captive, marching in the procession of Jesus Christ's triumph. Jesus had never lost the case. Matter of fact, the devil thought he had won when he killed Jesus on the cross. And then he found out that victory belonged to Jesus. We have only one purpose, to be a captive. To be captive, not only captivated, but to be captive. Soldiers in God's army, marching in the procession of Christ's triumph. Have you ever seen a marching band? Have you ever seen an army where they press 22 and a half inch steps, knees high, everybody together as one, stepping to the feet of oneness? The beautiful picture, beautiful in sight for us to see from a human eye form, magnificent in the eyesight of God when he sees his children walking together in oneness. We are to display our lives not like we want to do, not as we think we are. God knows my heart. God knows my every move. Yes, we are to display our lives to be obedient to Christ. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Turn with me real quick to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. I'm almost done for you, but I want to leave you with something that you can chew on. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 1. Paul says, now I, Paul, make a personal appeal to you by the gentleness and the graciousness of Christ. I, who am humble among you, person, but bold together, bold toward you when absent. I'm humble among you in person, but I'm bold toward you when I'm not with you. I beg you that when I am present, I will not need to be bold with my confidence by which I plan to challenge certain people who think we are behaving in an unspiritual way. God has a way that others of the world think is unspiritual. But God's way is always spiritual. So though we live in the body is the church. The church is the body. Church is the kingdom. We do not wage war in an unspiritual way, since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly. We don't use pistols, ice picks, knives. We use prayer. We allow Big Brother Jesus to handle our battles. We're humble with our race. We're meek, even in times of weakness. But we get strength from God. But are powerful, look what it says, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. See, there are some strongholds. My wife taught about that at a ladies' day some years ago, some strongholds. There are some walls. Trying to build walls, right? Amen, somebody. Coming down our Congress's, right down your street. God wants to demolish these strongholds. He says, we demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. And we are ready to punish any disobedience once your obedience has been confirmed. See, you can't punish disobedience until you are confirmed in obedience by God. But look at verse number 5 of the 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians again. Because notice, we have to display our lives to the obedience of Christ. It says, in every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. Whatever high-minded, whatever argument that needs to be demolished, whatever stronghold that needs to be demolished, like a big wrecking ball, demolishing a building. It takes a long time to build that building up, but you wind that wrecking ball up. And when it hits that building, destruction comes into play. Framework starts being mineralized. Concrete starts to fall and crumble. The same thing with disobedient religion. When it's hit by the wrecking ball of truth, the only thing that God recognizes is obedience. That gives you confirmation that you belong to Him. So, we're here for only one purpose. To be captives marching in the procession of Christ's triumph, we are to display our lives to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And let me leave you with this last one. We are to God the fragrance or the aroma of Jesus. But let that settle. Let that marinate a little bit. As you turn to 2 Corinthians 2, beginning in verse number 14, we are to smell. We are to have the smell of Christ. The aroma of Jesus. You can't live a life with Satan and smell like Jesus. You can't stink like the world skunk oil. Have the perfume of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always puts us on display in Christ, and through us spreads the aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. So we must smell of the knowledge or the intimacy of Jesus everywhere we go. Highways, byways, at work, at home, in church, in your car, standing outside in the park, in whatever activity you have. You must have the aroma of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 15. For to God we are the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved, and among those who are perishing. Yeah, let your light so shine among men that they see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Your works, how you carry yourself, how you dress modestly, you march to the cadence of Christ, speaks to everyone else who are perishing. And the devil has a lot of folks perishing. Hell is being enlarged because folks won't obey Jesus. Stay focused. Stay focused on the Christian task at hand. And as you're going through this interim period, as you're dealing with, as you are a work in progress, and God has you on that pottery wheel, He's pulling out the infirmities, He's pulling out all the rocks and the sand, and He's remolding you to be the masterpiece that He puts on show for mankind. He don't put you in a trophy case. He takes His child and places them in places where Satan can't stand you big, in the world so they could see you. That's why you may be the only Christian at work, in your cubicle, in your area, in your office. You may be the only one fighting for the cause of Christ. Don't let worldly outrise the aroma of Jesus Christ. If you're here today, as we're talking about who is Jehovah's true witness, and we're heading towards that, we're moving towards that where Christ was going to state itself, I want you to see that God makes no mistakes, knows what you're going through. He knows if you've even been beguiled by Satan, tricked, hoodwinked. But he also knows your heart and whether you, hearing the word today, will make a change for Christ to be more intimate with God. How do I become a child of God? As I fast forward to the second chapter of the book of Acts, verse 36, Acts chapter 2, verse 36, as you turn there and I'm getting another drink, deal with my parchments. Notice the verse. Peter stands up. The setting is synonymous with the book of Joel 2:28, where he not only talks about the promise made to David, but also the promise given by the prophet Joel in the last days. In verse 36 of the second chapter of Acts, he says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly or with certainty that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord, Adonai, and Christ, Messiah. And when they heard this, they came under deep conviction. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. When they heard this, they were cut in the very soul. And Peter said to them and to the rest of them, the rest of the apostles, brothers, they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, men and brethren, what must we do? Something we must do. So you always want God to do something. God died on the cross for you. Now you must do something to show your allegiance to God. What is that? Repent. Peter said to them, and be baptized, every one of you, or each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness or the remission of your sins. How do we receive the Holy Spirit? And you, by baptism, by repentance and baptism, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God gives us the gift after obedience for the promises to you and to for your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call unto himself. And with many other words, he testified and strongly urged them, saying, be saved from this untoward or this corrupt, wicked generation. You see wickedness all around you. You see worldliness all around you. You have to make a decision. Will you live for Christ, or do you want to enlarge hell with the devil? only Christ, that divine attorney who shed blood for the remission of your sin, who gives you the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you too can have power. You have no power until you have the gift of the Holy Spirit. We'll talk about that more as we go forward. You must hear God's word, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You must believe his word. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that God is the reward of them that diligently seek him, that vigorously seek him. Then you must do what? Repent. Turn to God. Leave the devil alone. Turn from your sin so that you can live with Christ. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. You must also confess the sweetest name that ever rolled off a mortal's tongue. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Same confession Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts chapter 8. Matthew 10:32 tells us that he that confessed me before men, he that confessed Christ before men, Christ will confess him before his Father which is in heaven. But he that denies Christ before men, Christ will deny you before his Father which is in heaven. Then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of sin. You can't go the way the apostles went, being baptized by fire. Every dusty-eyed man that's in this world today, since Pentecost, to go the same cookie-cutter way, you have to be molded the same way in order for you to be in the oneness of Jesus Christ. And if you're one with Christ, you're one with the Father. But you can't be one with the Father around Jesus Christ. What about the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit does not have a doctrine of his own. We'll show that as we go forward. The Holy Spirit testifies and brings back to the remembrance of the apostles so that they can stay on course, stay focused in the obedience of what the mission is God has given. If you're here today, invitation time. Maybe you just stand and need a prayer, type in your prayer request. Or if you want to talk, you can call in at 619-924-0767 and we'll take your confession and we'll listen to you and we'll talk with you. Try to guide you, try to help you. And even encourage you as we encourage one another in fellowship of understanding what God's word is. If you're here today, you stand in need of prayer. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly, for you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh how I love, how I love, calling your name, oh Jesus, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, oh Jesus. Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, oh, how I love, how I love, calling your name, oh, Jesus, Jesus, my sweet Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Pray with me if you would. Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you the best we know how. Thank you for those that you have brought with us today, Father. Ask you to bless their lives and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. That they too will focus on becoming more intimate with the dropping worldliness so that they can be. Father, help us to resist the wiles of the devil, the strategic strategy that he has for us, and he sends Scud missiles our way. He's nuclear in power, but he cannot. What's more nuclear than him is you. Father, we ask you to continue to be with those that are sick and afflicted. Special prayer for Roger. I ask you to be with him, Roger Gillian. Special prayer for Mom Peggy, the Lemons' mother. Continue to be with her and strengthen her in ways you know she stands in need of. Father, we ask you to be with my friend Mark Dearden today. Bless him and keep him where he stands in need of. Those that have lost loved ones, praying for them. So thankful that you delivered D'Angelo back home. Ask you to continue to bless him and keep him as he continues to grow in grace with thee. Pray for Rashonda and her decisions. Pray for the babies, DJ, little DJ, and Savannah. Pray for the mom, Alice. Continue to bless her and keep her. Pray for her candidacy for president of the United States. She's getting ready to make that broad announcement. I ask you to be with her as she stays focused, even during the interim period. Father, we're praying not only for them, we're praying for mom, Linda. I ask you to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. So thankful for her wisdom and thankful for discussions we have. I ask you to be with Patrick, Lil Barkley, be with Jazz and their children, his new baby, to the blessing and keep them the way they stand in need of. Baby's home, we're thankful for deliverance in regards to that. Pray also for Linda's Angie. I ask you to be with Angie and the daughter, Deja. Bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. And the Gator Girls, bless them and keep them as well. Father, we're coming to you in regards to the brothers Herb and Skirky and Felix and Paul. Bless them and keep them the daily walk. Praying for Brenda Butler, who's always great encouragement for us, and praying for my Mary Walker, and praying for Mary Floyd, and bless you, continue to bless them all the ways they stand in need of. And others, strengthen them in ways that you know they stand in need of. So thankful for the time spent yesterday. God made it possible for us to have a great time, my brother and her and myself. And so thankful for deliverance, even in the snowstorm, that you were able to deliver him back home. Praying for my mother to be with her and her and be with my brothers, Darnell and Damien and Tyrone. They also with my sister, Shanice, and Shawan. As you bless them and keep them, my sister Vonnie, my brother Butch, my sisters Lois and Phyllis, families respectively, bless them all the way they stand in need of. Father, we love you, for you are a great God, and beside you there is no other. Don't want to be remiss, want to pray for my wife. Ask you to strengthen her the way she stands in need of. The 2019 will be a new year of intimacy, not only with thee, but a new year of enlightenment for all of us as we go forward, that you will magnify God, for you say, as I be lifted up, I will draw all men. And praying for Big Joe, ask you to bless him and keep him. Big Joe has seizures, so we're praying, Father, he just had a recent one. We're thankful for you delivering him through that. And others, Father, that are going through things. BJ, ask you to bless him and keep him. Last word I got, he had a heart attack. We're thankful for my stepfather who just had a birthday yesterday, and ask you to continue to bless him at 74 and continue to strengthen him as he goes forward. Father, this will be enough in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. For those of you that would like to give, we can go to our website, www.GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com, under the More tab, under donations. You can give either a tithe offering or you can give a general love offering of any amount. of a dollar or whatever. You also can just hit me on here. We can patch you into PayPal, or you can also use our Cash App. Many different ways. Mail it in, however you would choose to do it. Spreading the ministry. When you plant a seed for Jesus, he gives you a harvest that you can't even contain. I'm going to go to, thankful for the time that you've been with us. I'm going to go to the line now. Big Joe's on. My wife is on. I want to hear their comments at this time. Let's go to Big Joe at this point in time. Big Joe, how you doing, Doc?
Oh, man, I'm all right, Doc, man. How you doing, man? I'm so glad to hear you on the air, man. That makes a world of difference, my brother. It really does.
We're so thankful
Thankful, Mike, because you know how far we done came together, man. You know how far we came together up to this point. You know, the unfortunate part about it is like a lot of our brothers, you know, we can only count on one hand. You know, and probably me and you and maybe a couple other people, but a lot of our other brothers still ain't open their eyes yet, man. I pray that they do, you know. And it's special when you got to understand how special the Lord is to come to this point. You see what I'm saying? The Lord brings you to a point. I beat addiction. I beat all kind of stuff, man, with me asking God, you know what I'm saying? And you as a powerful brother in my life. It helping keeping me grounded to stay focused on that path. I beat it.
Yes.
I beat it. And, you know, I feel, it's a feeling, man. I got a feeling, brother, that it's like, I can't explain it. You know, I can't explain it. It's just like a glorious feeling, a glorious cleansing feeling that I got. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm happy with it. And, like, if I was in the shower taking a bath and I ran out of soap, I'm just going to stay in there and tell somebody to go get me some more soap. Because, you know, I like getting this cleansing. I like this cleansing. I like this cleansing. You know, it ain't nothing like it. It ain't nothing like it, man, and my son and everything and how everything is coming along. Have mercy, Jesus. And I'm working with kids. Have mercy, Jesus. I'm doing all this. I asked the Lord, and the Lord gave it to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're so thankful for that. And continuing to pray for you, Doc. I'm glad that God has brought you through. And, you know, I know your journey. Our journey has been one together for over 30 years. And, God, we thought it was for another purpose, and we find out what it's truly about. But we'll continue to pray for you, pray with you, and pray for your son, Joshua, and all the people's lives that you touch by just sharing God's word and shining God's horn. All right. My wife is not on at this time, but so what I want to do is I want to bid you farewell. Give you those of you that are on Facebook Live, you get a chance to play it back. Again, share this video so others can see it. And if you have something you want to talk to us about, you can call us. You can call in on our church line. Reach us at 312-933-4090. If we don't pick up during office hours, just go on and leave a message and make sure to get back in touch with you. And we'll be on next week, beginning in verse 9 of the first chapter of Acts, making some headway talking about the ascension of Jesus. Have a great day. Do something for somebody that can repay you for getting Jesus Christ and him crucified. I love you. Don't stop praying for one another. God bless you. In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Oh, the worst.